This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It was October of last year when our reporter James Dawson broke the story over concerns about one of then Boise Mayor Dave Beter's staff members working for his re-election campaign. Amber Pence was Beter's intergovernmental affairs aide. Dawson reported she left the mayor's office at the end of May and went to work for his campaign. Concerns came up when Dawson found that Pence was still directing city staff during the campaign. Both Beter and his spokesperson said at the time that no policies were broken. Don Day at BoiseDev.com has an update for us and a new twist to this story, and he joins us live in studio. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Good day.
Good day. Okay, we just did a little recap of the October story. You reported on this at the time as well.
Yeah, actually, I didn't. James Dawson kind of led the way on this. Mm-hmm. And journalism is often built on the work of other good journalism. And so I had paid attention to what he had written and did a quick story in December.
Okay, so what happened to Amber Pence after Beter lost the election to Lauren McClain after that runoff election in December?
So the day after, the very next day, Beter rehired her to work at the city, which was confirmed at the time by Beter's then spokesperson.
So then she worked for, what, about 23 days, correct?
Yeah. So then right after the transition, the Idaho Press's Margaret Carmel had reported that Amber Pence and three other employees were no longer with the city. So you kind of mix all this reporting together, and I thought, you know, I should just see if there are any public records mm-hmm. that indicate if there was a severance package and what it would look like. And the life of a journalist is often submitting public records and getting them back and going, oh, that's not a story. That was not the case here.
There was a story there.
I got a record from the city of Boise last week that indicated that four staffers were given packages that included severance, pay for floating holidays, vacation, and benefits. One of those was Ms. Pence, and she was given $28,314 in severance. She was also paid for that holiday and the vacation, the benefit distribution. When you take those totals and you total up the amount of money that she was paid in December and January, it totals out to just more than $41,000 of taxpayer funds. So we're all talking about taxes on Idaho Matters, and this is kind of the expense side of the tax.
Okay. So we're talking $41,000 of taxpayer money going to a former aide to the former mayor of Boise for 23 days of work when we're talking about that time, kind of the holiday time.
And because of, the way that public records work and redactions and those types of things, I wasn't able to get which day she worked, how many hours. I don't know that. Mm-hmm. She was a salaried employee, according to previous salary database releases. And so she could have taken some time off in there. But it looked like she worked probably 23 days, got 2 days for holidays, Christmas, New Year's, which gave us the ability to ballpark what her total compensation was.
And now she could have been, I mean, in fairness, working in kind of a transitional phase because that was supposed to be happening. That is usually protocol, correct? When we see one, you know, when you see a transition from a mayor to a new mayor. So could she have been working in that capacity? Do we know that
she could, and I'm I've got more records requests in, and I'm looking into that as well. But the current mayor, Lauren McClain, said when I asked about this in December that she looked forward to a briefing on her good work. That briefing never took place, so there was no transitional briefing mm-hmm. between Amber Pence and Lauren McClain's team. There's also never a meeting between Dave Beter and Lauren McClain, so that transition, as you can imagine, was a little bit rocky.
So this might sound, I mean, you know, people might have questions about this, but we should pause for a minute and say nothing illegal happened in this. I mean, people can get severance from the city.
I'm not a lawyer, but from looking at it and reviewing state code, I don't believe there's anything to be there's anything illegal here. It does kind of paint an ethical challenge, though, when you lose an election. You hire one of the top aides from that campaign back to the city job, knowing that you, the elected official, won't have a job in a month. And that's kind of where this, I think, gets a little squishy.
Right. And you did ask former Mayor Beter for a comment on this.
I did, and he commented extensively. He did say, though, that Ms. Pence was essentially on a leave of absence. That's untrue based on reporting from your news organization. Mayor Beter told Boise State Radio's George Prentice that she had resigned in May. So she wasn't on a leave of absence. He may have considered it that way, but she formally resigned, which kind of led to Jimmy Dawson's stories at the time. So it's kind of a change in what the definition is to meet the current situation.
Right. So before I let you go, I mean, as we said, it appears no laws were broken. No city policies were violated. But why should someone care about this particular story?
Well, okay, this travels a little bit into analysis, but I think the reason that it flipped a switch for me is that we were talking a lot about property taxes and the way those dollars are spent. And a lot of dollars went out the door here to an employee that only worked for the city for a short time. And it's a little cynical, I think, to say we're going to bring somebody on knowing that they're likely not going to stay with the city and give them a significant payout.
Oh, we need to let you go. I want to thank you for coming in. If you would like to read Don's entire article, go to boisedev.com. And he, of course, will have the latest on that. Thanks so much for coming in, Don.
Yeah, thank you.
This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette.